Can you talk a little bit about how you approach dosing of ruxolitinib in patients with cytopenias?
So in patients with pre-existing cytopenias that are significant, hemoglobin under 9, platelet count of under 100, I will typically start ruxolitinib at 10 milligrams twice a day. If they have severe cytopenias, I may start them even lower at 5 twice a day, but then will increase the dose. I think there is an initial adjustment factor to the dose of the medicine that is important. I think if I see out there in dosing and practice that is an opportunity, is it's okay to start somebody at a low dose of ruxolitinib, but you must raise it for it to be its most effective. It's really its most effective at 10 milligrams twice a day or above. And it's probably the most effective at 15 milligrams twice a day or above. So some amount of dose intensity is really important.
What about patients with thrombocytopenia?
So again, with thrombocytopenia, I think very similar factor. One, although the drug can lower the platelet count, the development of hemorrhage with ruxolitinib is very uncommon. So even if the platelet count is 20,000, it's not a drug that we tend to see really leads to bleeding to a significant degree. I will use it in individuals even with marked thrombocytopenia and start at a low dose. So again, the individual that we have it now, people that have acute leukemia and they're on Rux and a hypomethylating agent and with a platelet count of 20,000. If they need platelet transfusions, we'll give them platelet transfusions. But in general, I find that we start low, but we increase the dose. So there are some individuals, again, that we're trying to provide maximal palliation, and we have them on 15 milligrams twice a day of ruxolitinib with a hypomethylating, even if they have marked thrombocytopenia. It's not the starting dose, but many patients will tolerate that and actually have a better response if we take that sort of approach.